Om Shanti. Today is 10th of April 2018. May you become free from any other thought and any worry by becoming a companion of the Almighty Authority and having good wishes for everyone. Some children have thoughts about others. So and so should become well from his illness, that their children or their husband follow the path of knowledge, that their business runs well. It is good to have those pure feelings, but these desires will be fulfilled when you yourself remain light and take powers from the Father. For this you need to keep the vessel of your intellect empty. If you want to benefit everyone, then become an embodiment of power. Yourself be a companion of the Almighty Authority and continue to move along with good wishes. Become free from any other thought and any worry. Do not be trapped by any bondage. So Baba is saying that you are having good thoughts, that you want that somebody's illness should get okay, somebody should recover from his illness, that somebody's children or somebody's husband should come into this knowledge, should follow the path of knowledge, or your business should run well. That's fine. These are all good wishes. But these desires would get fulfilled only and only when you remain light and take powers from the Father. For that you have to keep the vessel of your intellect empty. In fact, when we have good wishes, those good wishes should be selfless. If a mother wants that her child should come into Gyan and she has excessive attachment to that child, probably that child will never come in Gyan, because this attachment itself is a barrier in his coming into Gyan. If a wife wants that her husband should come in Gyan and she is so much attached and she is only thinking of him, this attachment, this barrier itself, this attachment itself is a barrier. So Baba is saying, these are good wishes, they are pure feelings you have, that's fine. But keep the vessel of your intellect empty. Don't keep it filled with all these desires. Take powers from the Almighty Authority. Become powerful. And then with your power only you can bring them in Gyan. So Baba is saying, if you want to benefit everyone, become an embodiment of power, Shakti Swarup. Yourself, be a companion of the Almighty Authority. You be the companion of God and continue to move along with good wishes. Become free from any other thought and any worry. Do not be trapped by any bondage. To keep on thinking of one person, to keep on thinking of that particular, to worry oneself about that particular person, is to get trapped in the bondage. Rather than, it's good thing that you wish that somebody, you have to bring benefit to somebody, but that doesn't mean that you are focused only on that one person. There are so many mothers who come and they say that my son is having this disease, how he will get rid of this disease. He has been diagnosed with some rare cancer. What yoga should I do for him? Or my husband is drinking too much. He is not cooperative. He beats me. All these things. Or the husbands say that their wife is opposed to the principle of purity. What to do? Or the parents say that children are not behaving properly, or mother says that her child is in bad company. He has got addicted to so many things. Earlier he was fine. He used to come to center. Now he has stopped coming to center and he has fallen into bad company. So all these things, Baba is saying, it's fine, it's good, it is your good wishes, it is your pure feelings that these people should come in Gyan, that these people should get rid of illnesses, sicknesses or bad company or addictions. But do not worry yourself so much about it, because this itself will become a trap. If you want to do benefit of, it's not just one person, do benefit of the whole world. Your world benefactor, not the benefactor of one child or husband or wife. And also remember at the same time that they are having their own karmic accounts. They are, each person who is taking birth is coming with his own fortune. He has his own fixed part. You want that he should come in Gyan now, but probably you are the last person on the earth to bring him in Gyan. he will come in gyan through somebody else, not you. Because you are so much attached to that person and you want to thrust your knowledge upon him. So he rejects. He doesn't want. He doesn't like. So best thing is empty yourself of all of these thoughts. Best is to make yourself powerful. Because all these thoughts are thoughts of weaknesses. These thoughts of moha, attachment. They weaken the soul. Soul becomes infirm. So here, make yourself powerful. Be embodiment of power. Be in the company of the Father. And then walk along. That move along. Automatically, when you become powerful, they will become powerful. When you are less powerful, they are less powerful. Everything depends on you. Everything is banking on you. It all depends on you, how you are. How you are. If you are powerful, everybody is powerful. Suppose you are the only person who is in Gyan, in the family. And the entire family is not in Gyan. So, everything depends, counts on this person. If he is in Gyan and there are 10 other family members, or 5-6 family members, when your stage sthiti is up, they will go up. When your sthiti will go down, their sthiti will go down. Their stage will go down. Everything depends on you. All those people who are linked with you in some or other way, all those people who are attached to you in some or other way, in relation with you in some other way, anything. If your stage is up high, very powerful, automatically they will feel inspired also to make their stage powerful. But when your stage is only weak, down, you are in Gyan, they are not in Gyan. So, they all will be further down. They would be here if you are here. And when you are up, at least they will be somewhere near you. Though not to the level where you are, but something near to you, even though they don't understand Gyan. So this is a philosophy. So all focus is on oneself, not on others. All focus is on my Purusharth, not on the Purusharth of other people. So, making oneself more powerful is more important than anything else. It is good that we want others should become powerful. It is good that we want that they should follow Gyan. It is good that we want that they should develop faith. But most important is what is the percentage of my faith? What is my nishche? To what extent I have faith? To what extent I love God? That is more important. Before we make others love God, before we plant the seed of God's love in somebody's heart, how to what extent that seed is planted within me? To we want that others should come to God, become nearer to Him, but how much near I am to Him? Somewhere in the Bible it is said, Jesus says to His disciple, "Return unto Me and I shall return unto you. You come unto Me and I will come unto you. You drift away from Me, so automatically you will not feel My presence. Those who come to Me, I come to them." In fact, He doesn't come, He is there only, but you will start feeling His presence more and more. So, what Baba is saying is, you have good desires for your family members, for your businesses and all other things, fine. But more important than that is making yourself powerful. Self-empowerment. And self-empowerment occurs in silence. In those moments of solitude. In those moments of self-talk. In those moments of soul-searching where you are sitting all alone. Searching your soul, finding yourself, introspecting, retrospecting, talking with yourself, finding where I have gone wrong, finding what was my mistake, why this thing happened, what was the starting point, this is the end, this is the ramification, this is the aftermath. But what was the starting point? Why this happened? There must be some reason, some cause. What is that cause? To contemplate on that cause, you need silence, you need solitude. To retire into that silence and retire into that solitude, go within for a moment, disconnect from the world. Because there is so much work to be done within us. Undone, we have left it for long. Now it is the time to repair those things. The Baba in Hindi says Sut Munjna. It has become coiled. Thoughts, the strings of the thoughts, they have been so much intertwined that now we find it difficult to separate them. So make oneself powerful, self-empowerment, take the powers from the Father. This is more important. Make Father your companion. Where I am going, He is there. Wherever I go, He follows me. Or His blessing, His canopy, His protection, His help, His company, His hand is taking me wherever I am going. Increasing this feeling of intimacy with God, proximity with God is more important. So two things, self-empowerment. Second, company of Father. So what will happen? What Baba is saying? You need to keep the vessel of your intellect empty. And one more thing is, this intellect should be made empty. Don't keep on pouring so many thoughts. This incessant chatter which is going on, just empty it. If you want to benefit everyone, then become an embodiment of power yourself. One, be a companion of the Almighty Authority and continue to move forward with good wishes. Good wishes you always have, but not those good wishes which are tinged with feeling of selfishness. That my husband should gain, my children should do this, somebody should get rid of illness. These are some vested interests there. These desires may not get fulfilled. A pure desire means a desire which is without selfishness. Why it is that my son only should get this? Why not neighbor's son should come in gyan? We are never disturbed by that fact. That neighbor's son is not in gyan. We are least bothered. But my son should come in gyan. Yeah. They don't say that. Somebody from my village or from my country is not in gyan, so I am disturbed. But yes, from my family somebody is not in gyan, that's why I am disturbed. It is disturbance is not because he is not in gyan. Disturbance is because you are attached. Attachment is the cause of disturbance. So what Baba is saying is continue to forward, become free from any other thought and any worry. Do not be trapped by any bondage. These are subtle bondages of a yogi mind. Yogi's mind. A yogi is also, he is not caught in the gross bondages of money, wealth, all those worldly things. But he is caught in subtle bondages of the mind. Subtle bondages like attachment to yogis. Attachment to some personality who is a yogi. Attachment to somebody's intellect. You find that somebody is very intellectual. You find that somebody is too much steeped in Baba's knowledge or gyan. So we tend to become attached to that person. That itself is a subtle bondage. So keep yourself off from all the snares, all the traps. This is what we have to do. Rather than calling and pleading and beseeching God, please bring him in gyan and bring him in gyan. Forget all that. They will come in gyan at their time. What is your duty is to make yourself powerful, make Father your companion, move ahead with good wishes. These are the three things. Have good wishes for them, but don't expect that they will come in gyan. Don't expect that their diseases and illness will get okay. They have their own karmic accounts. Let them settle karmic accounts or let them have karmic pardon. I need not to interfere. I have good wishes for each and everyone. Not only for one group or one particular person. For all. Make your attachment universal, sarvajanik. Rather than only to one person. Have for everyone then. Or for none. All or none. So this is today's blessing. Om Shanti.